Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with David Forrester and his orchestra, singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That kind of applause medical science will offer you proof positive. Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Rod, you should have been out in the hall a while ago. I just ran into the most beautiful blonde.
Is that why you're out of breath?
Yeah, I ran into her husband, too.
Well, say, Red, I saw you at the premiere of the Ziegfeld Follies. Wasn't it exciting?
Oh, yes.
It's the biggest premiere Hollywood's ever seen.
It certainly was. Everybody who does anybody was there. They make me nervous, those big premieres, though. Thousands of eyes looking at you. It's the same feeling you get when you walk out of a market with a last pound of butter, you know.
Well, say, tell me, are those Ziegfeld girls as beautiful as they say?
Hmm?
I say, are those Ziegfeld girls as beautiful as they say?
Nah, I've always had bulgy eyes. I'm proud of that.
Well, who did you take with you?
Well, my regular date couldn't come. The captain wouldn't give her a shore leave. You know how those banana boats are, you know. So, I had a wonderful date, though.
Yeah, who'd you go with?
Well, my date was really a beautiful girl. Beautiful, long hair, and, she sat there, and when I came out on the screen, she just howled. Oh, boy, I'm telling you.
Well, who was it?
Oh, nosy, if you must know, it was Lassie. I'll never take her again, but we went to Billy Berg's nightclub, and she can't jitterbug with a darn, you know?
Well, say, who are some of the stars who showed up?
Well, Catherine McLeod, Hollywood's newest star, was there.
Is she as beautiful as they say?
Beautiful. I looked at her, and she lifted me right outside myself. Then she looked at me and put me right back in it. Lana Turner was there. She gave me a tumble last night.
Turner gave you a tumble?
Yeah, she pushed me off the box I was standing on. I saw Bob Hope there.
You mean Hope stood in the crowd to see a premiere of a picture that you were in?
No, he didn't stand. He was sitting on a bench he'd borrowed from Griffith Park.
Oh, was Jane Russell there?
Huh?
Was Jane Russell there?
Where do you think I got this tan? No kidding. I took her home after the premiere.
What for?
Well, I have an ice box. It needs defrosting.
Well, how are you in the picture?
Well, right after the premiere, Mr. Mayor came running out of the theater yelling, "Skelton's done it again! This time we sue!"
Well, didn't you give a good performance?
I don't think so.
Who told you that?
A little bird.
Little bird? I don't get it.
I did.
I talked to the master of ceremonies, Harry Crocker, and he says that you were never photographed better.
Well, wait till you see my next picture. Bob Plank is photographing me a new way through cheesecloth.
Well, that isn't new. Lots of people are photographed through cheesecloth.
With me, they don't take the cheese out of the cloth.
You know you're a famous television scene in the picture, don't you?
Yeah.
I saw you do that in vaudeville back in Chicago. Mm. You were followed by a monkey act.
Yeah, I remember. You remember that? Uh-huh. Boy, what a reception I got when I walked out.
Yeah, everyone thought it was an encore.
Yeah, they...
You're proud of that, ain't you?
Huh? Went out and got a writer.
Do you miss vaudeville, Red?
No, not since I've been out here in Hollywood. I've learned to eat meat for dinner, you know.
Did you eat meat in vaudeville?
No, they only threw vegetables.
Well, hello, Red.
Hi, Anita. We were just talking about the Ziegfeld Follies.
Oh, I saw it, and it's terrific. Mm. I hope you won't let this picture change you, though.
It won't. Jerry Mayer thinks I'm the levelest-headed actor in Hollywood.
Really? Did he say that?
Well, in a roundabout way, he says, well, I see Flathead Skelton's back. Who gets him?
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, exhaustive scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands, based on a method used by the United States government, tests certified by a jury of distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Thank you. And now, lovely Anita Ellis will sing a song that will bring back memories to the GIs. We'll Gather Lilacs, England's number one hit. The story in the Skelton scrapbook of satire tonight is entitled Postman, and it's dedicated to the men who walk thousands of miles to bring us a letter or a package.
Our characters are fictional. If there's any resemblance to persons living, 2-1, medical science can't offer you proof positive.
J. Chapter 111 is entitled Postage Due. This is the story of J. Newton Numskull and why he stopped delivering the mail. Good morning.
Oh, you're the new mailman.
Yes, the post office's gain is the garbage department's loss.
What are you blushing about?
Well, some of these letters are pretty down to earth.
Well, of course, you realize you can be arrested for opening other people's mail.
My uncle used to read all the postcards all the time when he was postman on this block. Of course, they got him on another block now. Cell block 103, I think.
Well, do you have anything for me?
Yes, for one thing, I have a notice here. A package that was addressed to you was sent to the dead letter office.
Why did they send it there?
Didn't smell too good.
That must be the souvenir my brother said he was sending me from overseas.
Where's he stationed, in Denmark? That was a joke, son. Well, here's a letter from your fiancé.
That's from a finance company. Oh. Can't you read?
No, not when it's written in blood, no. This is their final notice, you know.
How can you tell?
That picture of Jefferson on the stamp's got tears in its eyes. And it's ticking.
Here, give me the letter.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you just outright like that. There's 2 cents due on it.
Oh, well, it's just from the finance company. I don't want it anyway. Take it back.
I can't take it back. You know the mailman's slogan. Neither rain, nor snow, nor sleet, nor dark of night shall stay these swift couriers from their duly appointed rounds.
Meaning what?
I got bunions on my feet. Now, how about the 2 cents? Come on, I don't have it.
I haven't got a job. My husband's in the army. I've got 2 kids, and the mortgage on the house is due. I don't know which way to turn. I'm so depressed. I feel like ending it all.
You listen to Life Can Be Beautiful a lot, don't you? You know, I felt that way once. I started from scratch.
And what happened?
I got blood poisoning. How about that 2 cents? Come on, 2 cents.
No, I haven't. Just return it to the finance company.
Nothing doing. It says on the envelope, return in 5 days, and I can't wait that long.
Well, come back tomorrow. My husband may be home by then.
Oh, I wish I was a pilot delivering airmail.
What difference would that make?
I could tie a string on your letter and yo-yo it to you every morning. I'll try again tomorrow. Mailman.
Oh, it's you again.
Yeah, I walked so much since I saw you last that my shoes are worn down to my ankles.
So what? They give you a good salary.
They pay me what I'm worth.
Well, that's all right.
No, it's not. I think I ought to get some money. Now, about this letter here, there's 2 cents due on it. You know, if I keep bringing it back, I'm going to have to add a penny carrying charge.
Well, I won't pay it. Goodbye.
Oh, just a minute. Open the door. The letter's caught in it.
Leave the letter there and go away.
I can't. My hand's still holding on to the letter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, how about the 2 cents is due on this letter from you? Should live so long, finance company, huh?
My husband isn't home yet. Try again tomorrow.
Well, okay. Try again tomorrow. Mailman.
Well, what do you want, leafhead?
Hi, your voice is changed, isn't it?
I'm the lady's husband. I just got back.
Oh, those your shoulders, or are you wearing a stamp letter in your coat, huh?
Say, are you the guy who's been pestering my wife for 2 cents?
I'd knock your head off? Well, oh, I don't know. What did he look like?
She said he was a puny little jerk with an egg head and owl eyes.
It looks like I'm trapped, don't it?
You got a letter for us?
Yeah, right here it is.
Well, let's have it. Well, what are you waiting for? You want a receipt?
No, I want my arm back. Look, you owe me 2 cents on that. There's postage, and I'm not leaving until I get it, you know.
Look, if you don't get off the porch, I'm going to throw you off.
You and who else?
Just me.
Oh, I thought you were going to gang up on me. I've never saw such a crowd of people in one person in all my life.
Look, are you going to beat it?
No, I'm not leaving until you pay me that postage on that letter that's due. I'm tired of walking out way out here every day and way back to the post office again. Day after year and out, back and forth. Wears me down.
Oh, it does. Well, I'll fix it so you won't have to exert yourself.
I must have worked overtime. It's a little dark here in the post office now.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke. Gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Babe Ruth, baseball immortal, says, quote,
I've studied the reports myself. And there's no doubt about it. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat.
Right, Babe Ruth. And those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobacco. That more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Tonight, David Forrester and his orchestra play Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Begin.
Begin.
Thank you.
the coupon clippers. This is the story of Clem Kediddlehopper, who used to clip coupons out of the magazine, send them away, and get clipped right back again.
Putty, putty. The cement makes her putty, putty, putty.
Ain't it a beautiful day? The grass is getting greener, the trees are greener, my ears are in bloom. I guess I'll go down to the mailbox and see if I got any letters today. Well, here comes the mailman now. There he is. Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too. What's he doing riding with this guy?
Howdy, Clem.
Well, he picked me up at the station when he was getting the mail bag.
Grabbed you by mistake, huh?
Now, Clem, don't get jealous. Well, Joe here is a new mailman, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I bought her a pair of nylons.
Nylons?
Uh-huh. And they're guaranteed not to run.
They will when they see what they got to cover up.
Clem, you ain't got no right to be sore and making them their nasty remarks.
Look, fella, Sarah Dewey's just helped me deliver the mail. After all, two heads are better than one.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never been stuck with just one. You'd better watch your step, though, you mail order cashing over you. Sarah Dew's my girl.
Since when?
Since no one else will have us.
Well, let me tell you something, Clem Q. Cadiddlehopper.
What's the Q for?
We're playing pool. That's too fast for me, didn't you? Don't stand there racking your brain. Figure it out, will you?
Well, the next time I go out with Joe, I'm going to let him kiss me.
Well, it will serve him right. Never mind that. Do I have any mail today?
Well, Clem, you are a popular man today. I've got a lot of mail for you.
Well, now, there's the one I've been waiting for. Lesson number two on how to be the stupidest person alive.
How to be the stupidest person alive? Yep. But Clem, you are the stupidest person.
I know, but when I finish these lessons, I'll be alive.
Clem, you surely don't have to take lessons to be a jerk.
No, I don't. No, I just want to find out why it takes some people so long, Joe. And after all, refresher course is good now and then.
You're a moron.
Yeah, and this is my 50th anniversary, too.
How come you get all this mail?
I clip coupons.
Well, but, Clem, if you must cut coupons, well, then why don't you send for something worthwhile? Mm-hmm. You know, like a book on how to raise pigs?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm staying single, I am.
I'll be serious. There's money in pigs, Clem.
There
ain't
is?
You ever heard? Well, sure, they use everything of a pig but the grunt.
What's wrong with a grunt?
Well, what would you make out of a pig's grunt?
Ointment.
Well, there to do. I've got to be gone. I'll see you on my delivery tomorrow, sugar.
Goodbye. Yeah. See you later. Something wrong?
Clem, would you please move your feet from in front of my wheels?
Sorry, old man. Go ahead. You got a flat tire. Guess I got to trim my toenails, I guess.
Well, Clem, why don't you wear shoes?
Because you don't make them with the heels in the back.
You know, he is a nice mailman. Well, Clem, shall we look at the rest of your mail? Let's look at this package, huh?
Yeah, there's a package from Charlie Atlas's mother. I've been waiting for that. I sent her a picture of me in a pair of bathing trunks and so that he'll get an idea of what size muscles I'm going to take.
Well, unwrap the package and let's see what he sent you after he saw your physique.
Good. Well, now, ain't that something? An iron lung.
Oh, and look, what's in this little package here? Oh, an engagement ring.
Yeah, I got that for sending in the tops off of 10 boxes of mothballs.
Well, where did you put the mothballs? In your closet?
No, I didn't want them to get stale, so I ate them.
You ate mothballs? Yeah. Well, didn't they make you sick?
It helped.
Do you know what mothballs can do to your system?
Yeah, and I ain't been bothered with more since.
Oh, gee, this here engagement ring is beautiful, Clem. Oh, it's about 10 carats, ain't it?
Yeah, got a few tomatoes in there, too. Held together by celery.
Well, who is the ring for, Clem?
It's for the woman I'm going to marry. I didn't want to tell you, but it's for the woman I'm going to marry.
Does that mean I can wear it?
It certainly does. Of course, you'll have to give it back when the other woman shows up.
Clem, you're insulting. That settles it. We're through, and I never want to see you again. Au revoir.
What'd you call me?
Au revoir. That's goodbye in French.
Well, same to you. That's goodbye in cadiddle hopper.
Well, this is...
If Sarah do come back, don't cross the street. Here comes a California car.
How can you tell?
Instead of a license plate, it's got a pedestrian on the front.
Clem, help!
Here, I'll save you, Sarah do. He's heading right for you. Don't zigzag. He's doing the same thing. He's going to get you.
Wonderful to be here, safe in your arms.
Yep. I guess we'll just sit here and read the letters, huh? Unless you know some way that we can get off the top of this telephone pole.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours, truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Oh, has anyone seen Junior?
Silver anniversary Easter seals mark a quarter century of work for crippled children and for crippled children who grow up. Join the friends of crippled children. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear Hildegard tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down satisfying goodness.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Clean smoking right down to bowl bottom. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Keeps home sweet home. The brand of grand aroma.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.